Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitledpeople, where people seem to think the world revolves around them and that nobody else matters. Guys, like this lady right here. Now, I know this clip has been floating around the internet for a really long time, but it makes me furious every time I watch it. Like, how can one person be so happy stealing from a little kid? It's absolutely heartbreaking. And look at this guy in the red shirt, who helps the woman celebrate. Like, how can you high-five her? Did he not see what she just did? But there is a happy ending, guys. The little girl ends up getting an autographed ball, and the woman is shamed forever. Now guys, if you think that was ridiculous, wait until you hear the stories in this one. I hope you guys enjoy them, and do remember to hit that subscribe button for future stories. So, for some context, I live in a predominantly Catholic city, where most people attend church on a regular basis. I, however, was not raised Catholic or religious really, so I just kind of stand out a bit from most people. So this all happened about 2 years ago, when I was still in high school. My high school was just down the road from a Tim Hortons, which is a coffee shop here in Canada, and across the road was a pretty large church. So on Sunday, I decided to go grab a coffee on my way to pick up a textbook for one of my classes. It was about 12 o'clock, so church had just ended and there was a decently long lineup for coffee. I had been waiting in line for about 5 minutes when a woman walks up to me and starts talking to me. Now, it was a pretty normal conversation, but then she asked why she hadn't seen me that morning. Now, I was confused, since I literally never spoken to this woman before. She then tells me that this Tim Hortons belongs to the church, which it didn't, actually. So I casually explain that I don't attend the church that she was talking about. The woman then gives me a confused stare, and she muttered, "Oh," before walking away. So skip forward to this Tuesday. I was once again at that Tim Hortons getting some lunch when the same lady walks up to me and starts to berate me for being at that Tim Hortons. She says, "I thought I told you that this Tim's is for the church only. Why are you here?" I tell her, I'm pretty sure it's just a public coffee shop. Anybody can come here if they want to." She says, "No, this place is not for anyone who doesn't attend the church. Go to the one down the road." I told her that no, I'm not gonna go to the one down the road because the nearest one is 15 minutes away. Now this woman continues to yell at me in front of everybody in the coffee shop. I was actually just gonna get my lunch from my school, and then she dropped a Karen bomb. She says, "If you don't leave right now, I'm gonna call the police." I decided at that moment to just stand there and let her call the cops. So about 10 minutes later, two officers show up. Karen tells them that I'm disrespecting her, disrespecting God, and disrespecting the church. I tell them that I'm just a hungry teenager trying to get my lunch, but the cops take her side. They both call my parents and my school. Now, my super awesome vice principal shows up, and he demands why he got a call from the police about one of his students. The officers tell him what's happening. So the vice principal then asked if it's true, and I tell him that I was just trying to get some lunch. My VP then asked the officers what laws I had broken, and they responded with some BS about me harassing this woman. My parents are called in and my mom tells the cops that I didn't do anything wrong and that I'm in a public coffee shop. But Karen keeps insisting that I was harassing her. And then one of the employees chirps in and starts to vouch for me. Eventually the cops do leave and so do my parents. I get my lunch and my VP walks me back to school. I never ran into that lady after that, but I made sure to get lunch from that Tim's as often as I could. Guys, I am so confused as to how the two cops took her side though. Like, if anything, that lady should have been banned from the establishment. She was spewing all that nonsense and harassing OP for being in a public coffee shop. I wonder how many other people she's done that to. So, 2 or 3 years ago, I went on a cruise with my mother and my friend, with his mother. We grew up together, as our families are really close, so we're practically like siblings. Now, this was an 8-day cruise, departing from New York City, going around the Caribbean, and then going back up. The ship was one of the really nice famous ones with tons of restaurants, pools, water slides, etc. It had the capacity of over 2,000 guests. So on the second day, our parents made friends with another group of families, and we decided to head out together that day, once the boat pulled into port. We met at breakfast to plan the day. Now, there were quite a few families with young kids, and of course, all the young kids left to their own discretion to hit the open buffets. Later on, I overheard one parent, a Karen, complaining to someone about their kid. Apparently, the kid wasn't feeling well and hadn't wanted to come. But the mom didn't want to leave him behind to laze around in their room, as they had spent so much money to go and have fun. Now, I didn't think of it as something too serious, so we carried on. Around halfway through the day, while I was hiking in the middle of nowhere, I start having some serious stomach cramps. They got to the point where I would have to stop and breathe every 10 minutes or so. My mom and my friend decided to leave the rest of the group to help me go back to where our tour bus was waiting, and I was clearly in no condition to continue hiking. It took us a while because I was in so much pain, but eventually, we got back on the bus where I could attempt to sleep and wear it off. We assumed that I had gotten food poisoning or ate something bad. Now, what I hadn't known and found out later was that the kid from earlier wasn't just not feeling well, he had norovirus. The symptoms included severe vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, muscle aches, fever, and severe fatigue. And it can last days, which doesn't seem long, but keep in mind that this was an 8-day cruise. It was extremely contagious, especially in closed quarters. Well, guess what? We just happened to be on a closed-off ship with thousands of people, with open buffets, just waiting to be contaminated. By the next day, the third day, I wasn't the only one not feeling well. Everybody in our room had got it. My mom, my friend, and his mom. There was a small line in front of the clinic by the time we got there, and literally everybody was suffering from similar symptoms. The medical staff gave us some sort of Tylenol-esque medication and told us to stay in the room for the next little while, so we didn't pass it to anybody else. We listened to them, and Karen did not. She continued to take her kid around the water slides, buffets, shows, despite everybody warning her not to. Her son was still very much sick, but she wanted him to have the best experience on his first ever cruise. So the fourth day, word of mouth told me that it was quickly spreading. The crew started offering free movies and in-room catering for those who were sick, in a futile attempt to keep them in their rooms. Live shows were canceled because even the performers were getting sick. On day number 5, the crews announced that they could not dock the ship at the stop of the day, as local authorities had heard of the outbreak and forbade us from entering the port. Everyone was in a lot of pain. I could barely hold down water without throwing up. I felt dizzy when I stood up, and just in general, I felt like utter absolute crap. I had Tylenol and rest though, and by around the 6th day, both my friend and I were feeling better, and we dared to spend a few minutes outside. The population outside was decimated. Now, if you've ever been on a cruise before, it's like a mall on Boxing Day. There's generally people everywhere, talking, laughing, eating, and doing whatever you do on a cruise. But that day, the ship was almost empty. Other than some employees wearing gloves and face masks and a lucky few stragglers, we probably saw around 100 or 200 people in comparison to the 2,000 person capacity. All due to this one woman. In order to have a good time, that woman let her kids spread the virus to almost everybody on the ship, literally almost 2,000 people. Now, there is no medication to miraculously stop the norovirus symptoms, so people just had to wait the days out. Not to mention, cruise ships always have many retired elderly with low immune systems. The woman not only ruined everyone's vacation, she put people at genuine risk as well. I don't think her son should have even been allowed to board the ship in the first place if they had known he was sick. Anyhow, the moral of the story is, don't take your sick kids on vacation. And if you have to for some reason, at least leave them in the room and let them recuperate, instead of passing it around. It's not only better for everybody else, it's better for them too. Also, avoid cruise ship buffets if possible. My goodness, that sounds terrible. I'm pretty sure I've gotten norovirus a few times from eating at restaurants, guys. It's the worst thing ever. Chills, throwing up, and excessive number twos. Opie was definitely right, the lady should have kept her kid inside. Like yeah, you spent a lot of money on that cruise, and yes it would have sucked if your kid was trapped in the cabin all day, but she literally ruined a crap ton of people's vacations by not giving a flying duck about anybody else. So here's a comment from a cruise ship employee who says, I can confirm that norovirus can mess up an entire week of cruising. We have to take a norovirus class about prevention and signs every couple of months. If more than 10% of guests come down with it, we go into crazy code red levels of cleaning and prevention. We can't serve ourselves food in the crew mess, and we have to point at what we want and have it served by mess staff to prevent spreading.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This story takes place on a lovely day. It was mid-morning, and I had just woken up to start getting ready for work. I was halfway through my first coffee when I start hearing an odd grunting coming from my backyard. I quickly roll up my blinds to see that some random guy was trying to unscrew and pry the lock off my garage door. I instantly called the police, telling them that someone was attempting to break into my garage. A few minutes later, the cops arrive and approach the man, and he was still trying to get into my garage. I had my window open, so I can communicate with them while remaining safe in my house, just in case the man became hostile because they recognized him to be one of the homeless people that's constantly in and out of jail. So the exchange went as such. Cop 1 says, "Hey buddy, can you put that down real quick and come talk to me over here?" The homeless dude says, "Oh, hi officer, long time no see, how's it hanging?" So cop number 1 says, "Would you mind telling me why you're trespassing on this woman's property and trying to break into her garage? And don't tell me you didn't see the no trespassing sign on the gate." So the homeless guy says, "Oh no, I saw the sign, but I need to get my stuff out." The guy had made a small hole at the bottom of a wall to stash his drugs in my garage the week prior when I was at work. And now he couldn't retrieve them because he couldn't reach them. So naturally, he had to bust the lock to get in. Cop number 2 gets the keys from me so they can confiscate the drugs, as cop number 1 placed the man in cuffs and asked him why he thought that was a good idea. So the homeless dude looks at him straight in the eyes and said, "Well, I knocked on the door and nobody answered." Cop 1 shook his head, put the homeless dude in the back of his squad car, made his report, and made sure that I was okay and left me alone to continue getting ready for work. Now, you'd think that story is done, right? Nope. So about a week later, I had a day off and was fixing some shelves in my kitchen when I hear my dogs going nuts in the backyard. Now, I did ignore it at first, thinking they were barking at my neighbor's German Shepherd, since I heard him barking as well. When all of a sudden, I hear a woman yelling at my dogs to shut up. I stop what I'm doing, run out my back door to see what's going on, since I didn't recognize the voice as any of my neighbors. It turns out that my dog is barking at a homeless woman that was currently wheeling her broken bike in my backyard. I look at my now open gate behind her and see the lock cut and on the ground. I had just put a new lock on the gate after the homeless dude. So I promptly asked who she was and what in her right mind gave her the idea that she can come in my backyard like she owned it. She then says, "You need to keep your dogs inside. They're trying to attack me." Now, I have 2 adorable floppy-eared basset hounds that are most likely to kiss you to death. I told her my dog are fully in their right to be in their yard and bark at a stranger that's trespassing. She says, "Whatever, my boyfriend left some stuff here so I came to get it." Now, I was confused and said, "Excuse me?" She huffs and says, "My boyfriend's in jail now and he asked me to get the stuff he left in the garage." At this point, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this can't be happening. And then it dawned on me, she was the homeless dude's girlfriend. Clearly, when he spoke with her, he forgot that the cops had already removed whatever he had stashed away when they arrested him. I informed her about the events and told her that she needs to leave before I called the cops on her next for trespassing. She was oddly calm out of nowhere, and she says, "Okay, but first, do you have a pair of shoes I can use? Mine broke because my bike doesn't have brakes." She then holds up a broken pair of flip-flops. Now, I was beyond pissed at this point and was in utter shock of her and how she could ask such a ridiculous question. I snapped at her and said, "No, you break into my yard, tell me to put my dogs away when they're barking at you, and your boyfriend destroys my property. He then stashed his drugs on my property, and now you think that I'm just gonna give you a pair of my shoes because your dumbass wore flip-flops while riding a bike?" The woman then says, "You don't have to be so rude about it. Besides, my boyfriend's in jail because of you. You owe me. You didn't have to call the cops on him." Now, at this point, I had enough and called the officer that arrested her boyfriend. As soon as she heard me put the cops on speaker, she takes off running out of my yard down the street. I gave a description of her so an official report is given. I've since replaced the new lock on my gate and added a second lock on my garage door. It just boggles my mind the logic that some people have to think they can do whatever they want. All I can say is, drugs, kids, don't do them. You know why? Because drugs make you do crazy things. Like, I love how she breaks OP's lock off to get into her backyard, and then complains about OP's dogs barking at her. Like, wow, the audacity of some people, right? So just some background. This happened in the spring of 2020 during the height of the pandemic. I work at a supermarket, so we were one of the businesses that got to stay open with little change in our store's operation. The only major difference was that we closed at 8 p.m. instead of midnight. Now, because I work stocking the shelves, even though we closed at 8 p.m, I was usually scheduled until 9 or 10 p.m, depending on the night, and would spend the last hour or two of my shift stocking the shelves while listening to my iPod. And yes, I still have an iPod. Also, during the time of the story, my store was undergoing a pretty significant and much-needed remodel. So one night, probably about 10 minutes or so after we closed, I was stocking some hair shampoo when I felt a tap on my shoulder, which scared the crap out of me. I turned around and came face to face with an angry customer. I paused my music and took my headphones off, and the woman immediately half-screamed, saying, "I can't believe they let you listen to music while you're working." So I told her, "Ma'am, we closed 10 minutes ago." She responds with, "I know, but I just need a few more things. Do you think you could go to the back and check for some baby wipes? I need them for my daughter." Now I just sighed and told her, "We're all out of baby wipes, I'm sorry." She then rolls her eyes and says, "Go to the back, check for me. I know you have some in the back. It'll only take you 2 minutes. I then looked at her dead in the eye and told her, "No, I will not go check in the back because I know for a fact that we don't have any and we closed 10 minutes ago. So the woman at this point huffs and whines and says, "So you're not gonna help me?" And I reiterated, "We closed 11 minutes ago." At that moment, our night manager walks by during his final sweep of the store, saw the customer and said, "Ma'am, you need to go check out. We're closed." And she said, "I just need a few more things, but this rude girl won't go in the back to check for something." So my manager said, "Ma'am, we're closed. And even if we weren't, we have a construction crew doing electrical work back there. So for the safety of our workers, they're not allowed to go back there. Now I need you to go to the last register and check out because we're closed." The woman then whines, "But I have to get a few more things. I don't want to have to come back tomorrow." So the manager then sighs and tells her, "It's currently 8:13. Our registers will automatically shut off at 8:15. And once they shut off, they can't be turned back on until tomorrow morning. So unless you start your transaction within the next 2 minutes, you're gonna have to come back another day anyway." The woman then huffs and says, "Fine, but I can't believe how rude you people are. She was listening to her music when I came up to her. I can't believe you allow that sort of behavior." The manager sighs, looks at his watch and says, "Ma'am, we're closed, and you have 1 minute to get to the front checkout or I'm gonna refuse to serve you." The woman then storms off towards the last open register while the manager follows behind her, and I went back to stocking shampoo while listening to my music. Honestly, if I were OP, I would have kept her talking to 8:15, guys, to really ruin her night, but I'm pretty sure the manager just made that up so she would go check out. Like, there's no way a register just shuts off at 8:15 and can't be turned on until the next morning, right? And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / Entitled People. Guys, if you enjoyed the stories today, do give it a thumbs up. And if you missed the last episode of our / Entitled People, it was a Halloween special. And OP destroys a Karen's marriage because she was harassed for candy. It's such a great story, so check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Steve-O loves you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.